engaging sermons on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. At that time, so many people were crowding together that they were trampling one another underfoot. Jesus began to speak first to his disciples. Beware of the leaven, that is, the hypocrisy of the Pharisees. There is nothing concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be made known. Therefore, whatever you have said in the darkness will be heard in the light, and what you have whispered behind closed doors will be proclaimed on the housetops. I tell you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but after that can do no more. I shall show you whom to fear. Be afraid of the one who, after killing, has the power to cast into Gehenna. Yes, I tell you, be afraid of that one. Are not five sparrows sold for two small coins? Yet not one of them has escaped the notice of God. Even the hairs on your head have all been counted. Do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. St. Paul tells the believers in Ephesus that they have been sealed with the promised Holy Spirit. For us who believe in Christ, who follow Him, who know that He is the one who died for our sins and whose blood cleanses us from all iniquity and brings us forgiveness and reconciles us to the Father. For us who follow Him, who is the way, the truth, and the life, the seal of the Spirit is an essential aspect of our discipleship. To follow Christ is to be sealed with His Spirit. To belong to Him is to be sealed with His Spirit. You know, the seal, the mark of a leader was often put on that leader's troops. The seal of a master put on the slave. The seal of an owner put on something that they owned. And so we, as Paul says here, are sealed with the Holy Spirit. And he says this is a sign of our that we are God's possession. He owns us, nobody else. No, if God owns us, no human being does. That's why there can be no slavery. That's why there can be no oppression. That's why there can be no abortion, as if we own the child in the womb as a piece of property. No, we are sealed with the Spirit. We are owned only by God, who created us and who also redeemed us. This seal of the promised Holy Spirit comes to us who are Christians indelibly in two special moments. And in our Catholic faith, we have the sacrament of confirmation, but we see it biblically that not only are people baptized with water in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, as Jesus taught us, but sealed with the Holy Spirit. Hands are laid upon them. And the Spirit is invoked. The sacrament of confirmation. The Holy Spirit comes with an infinite number of gifts. The Holy Spirit descended upon Jesus when he was baptized in the Jordan, right? When he came up out of the water, the clouds opened, the Father spoke. The Spirit was seen descending upon him. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. So when the Lord baptizes us, we become His beloved sons and daughters by adoption, not by nature. Jesus is the Son of God by nature. He always was. He didn't have to be made into that. We, on the other hand, did not always exist, and we are not sons and daughters of God by nature, but by adoption. He chooses us. He lifts us up into that status. And he does it by baptism and the confirmation. The Spirit is given at baptism. And we can only be baptized once. We're told in Scripture there is one Lord, one faith, one baptism. We're baptized only once, and that changes us forever. It leaves an indelible mark upon our soul, and it lasts into all eternity. The same is true with confirmation, which unites us more closely to Christ, gives us a further influx of that Holy Spirit, enriches us more deeply with his gifts, unites us more perfectly with the church. It's one of the sacraments of Christian initiation. And it strengthens us to defend and to bear witness to and to spread the faith. That mission to announce the gospel to all peoples does not just belong to the pastors and the clergy. That mission belongs to everyone who has received the Holy Spirit. The Lord has given you that mission directly himself, not through your ministers or pastors, directly himself. And that gift of the Holy Spirit by which we have been sealed is essential. Confirmation, likewise, can only be given once. And this deeper initiation into the gifts of the Spirit is something, again, that leaves an indelible mark on the soul, lasts for all eternity. So necessary more than ever in our times. The oil with which we are anointed has a sweet fragrance. It reminds us of what Paul says, that we are to be the aroma of Christ in the world, a sweetness that we bring into the world, a sweetness of charity, of love, of forgiveness, faith, hope, and love. The oil furthermore represents cleansing and making us strong, and also joy and abundance are signified by oil, aren't they? The joy and abundance of life that the gospel brings. The gospel of Christ is the gospel of life. And this is a gospel, brothers and sisters, that must be defended as well as proclaimed. This is a faith that must be preserved against false teaching, must be preserved against the attacks that are constantly launched against it. This is why the seal of the Holy Spirit on us is so important and so necessary, that we have the strength to defend this faith. Those of you that work in the pro-life arena, it's especially appropriate in that arena, because an attack on life, an attack on the sanctity of life, is an attack on God. It is an attack on the faith. It is a rejection of Christ. Pope John Paul II said in his document, The Gospel of Life, that an attack on human life, such as abortion, is an attack on God, and that a rejection of even a single human life is a rejection of Christ. So if we're sealed with the Spirit, who is the Lord and giver of life, well, then that strength we get from that enables us effectively to defend life. To defend God is to defend life. One of the many times that I have prayed in front of abortion facilities across this country, and I've prayed at most of them, we were gathered there with people of faith and praying, and one man inadvertently had his toes over the property line. And I was leading the prayers, and somebody there in that killing center was watching us, and they came out and they said, "Get your feet off our property." And I paused in the prayers and I turned to them and I said, "And when are you going to get your hands off God's property?" Going into the womb and pulling that baby out piece by piece by dismemberment and decapitation, because that's what abortion is an attack on the God who made that child, who owns that child, who wants to set his seal upon that child with the promised gift of the Holy Spirit that Paul talks about here today. Another way that the Spirit given to us in baptism and confirmation strengthens us is in this election cycle. that we be strong in pointing out to people that, first of all, we cannot be passive, that religion and politics are not supposed to be disconnected. Because I'll tell you what, if religion and politics are disconnected, and if people have the twisted and utterly incorrect idea that we as clergy are not supposed to be speaking into the political realm, well, then you know what the result of that is? A godless politics. Is that what we want? Power ruling over us that takes no account of God and his laws? If we want the power that's ruling over us, if we want the ones who are writing our laws and judging our court decisions to judge justly and to create laws that are going to protect our rights rather than destroy them, then they better know something about God. And we, the ministers of God, better say it to them. This notion of separating religion and politics ends up creating a godless politics and an irrelevant religion. Is that what we want? Is that what the Holy Spirit asks for? Is that why we were sealed with the Spirit, to go into the world to proclaim and defend the faith by being absent from the political arena? There are tens of millions of Christians who are not registered to vote. There are tens of millions of Christians who are registered to vote and they don't go to the voting booth. Come, Holy Spirit. We were sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, that means we have got to get up and get out there and make a difference in the world. Remember when the Spirit came at Pentecost? What did those apostles do? They were gathered in the upper room behind the closed doors. But once that Spirit came, they went out into the world. And they spoke the many languages that the tongues of fire and the Spirit inspired them to use to preach the gospel, was a sign that we are indeed to go into all the nations, not just some of them. And as Jesus said, to teach them to carry out everything he has commanded us. Well, if all the nations are going to carry out everything he has commanded us, then we've got to get into the voting booth to make sure that we have the right laws by electing the right lawmakers, to make sure that we have the right court decisions by appointing the right judges. And it's the President of the United States Senate that appoints those judges on the federal level. Some other judges are in fact elected on the ballot. But the point is, if we don't get out there and vote, if we don't exercise this basic right and responsibility, and the Catechism tells us that we need to vote, well then, we're not carrying out the mission that the Lord gave us. It's from the Lord that we're saying this. It's for this purpose that God has given us the Spirit. Go out and spread and defend the faith. Defend it against those godless people who want to become our lawmakers so that they continue to authorize the killing of babies by abortion, the suppression of the freedom of the church, the destruction of our cities by chaos. Instead of law and order, they want chaos, some of these people asking for our votes. If the bestowal of the Holy Spirit upon us is meant to help us defend the faith and spread the faith and make a difference in the world, well then that means, and that includes, the voting booth. So in a number of states, in a lot of states, there's still time to register to vote. In other states, the deadlines have already passed. Register to vote if your state still has voter registration open. This is an effect of having that seal of the Holy Spirit. And make sure you get out and vote in the name of Christ to make a change in this world. The freedom of the church depends on it. The protection of life depends on it. The values of freedom in America and what America is depend on it. Come, Holy Spirit. Fill the hearts of your faithful. Come, Lord Jesus, with your gospel of salvation. Strengthen in us those gifts of the Spirit once given to us. Let them grow. Let them flourish. Let them have their effect in the world. Amen.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.